third grade. Josie Patel, assigned to the front row because she was the smallest student in Mrs. Grove's third grade class, steeled herself not to look back as Seth Raskin and Chip Vasilirakis chose teams for kickball. If she swiveled her head the tiniest bit, it would be apparent that she cared, and nonchalance was the only thing Josie had going for her on that first day at Meeker Creek Elementary School. As each pick went by, and she remained unchosen, she reminded herself that she was a new girl, the only new girl in a room where everyone else seemed to be old friends. She was a short, skinny new girl, with what she was just beginning to suspect was a disastrous haircut, boyishly short, an attempt to tame her cowlicky curls. "What are you?" a ghostly, pale, red-headed girl had asked her that morning before the bell rang. "American," Josie said.
"I mean your parents. Are they from Mexico or someplace like that?"
"They're American." "Are you adopted?"
"My grandparents' parents were from India," Josie admitted. "But my dad was born in Chicago."
"So you're not adopted?"
"No."
"Oh." The red-headed girl's tone suggested this was a failing on Josie's part.
"I'm adopted."
The red-headed girl was Seth Raskin's last pick, leaving Josie for Chip, who made a face and said, "Her, I guess." Given the last slot for at-bats, Josie was worried she wouldn't get a turn before recess ended. What if she never got a turn? When her team was sent to the field, she was sent to far, far right, the loser's spot. Few of the girls were any good. One on Seth's team was especially bad.